The market capitalization of China's premier jet manufacturer, Chengdu Aircraft Corporation, surged by over $7.6 billion, 2.1 trillion rupees, following last week's India-Pakistan conflict, according to a Bloomberg report. The sharp increase came amid global focus on the combat performance of the Chinese-made J-10C fighter jets, reportedly used by Pakistan in the skirmish. The Pakistan Air Force, PAF, claimed it successfully deployed J-10C jets to shoot down five Indian fighter aircraft, including three French Rafale jets, during a four-day escalation marked by missile exchanges, drone strikes, and artillery fire. The conflict ended with a U.S.-brokered ceasefire, but its ripple effects continue to shape international defense discourse. Bloomberg reported that Chengdu Aircraft Corporation's market value rose by more than 55 billion yuan, over a quarter increase, by the end of last week, underscoring investor confidence in the jet's perceived battlefield effectiveness. The episode has sparked renewed interest in Chinese military hardware, challenging long-standing assumptions about the superiority of Western arms. China is the world's fourth-largest arms exporter, with most of its clientele in developing nations like Pakistan. Analysts suggest the recent events could bolster Beijing's global defense sales pitch. There is a good chance the weapon systems China is able to offer will be even more appealing to potential buyers, especially in the global south, said James Char, assistant professor at the China program of the S. Rajaratnam School of International Studies. He also noted that the J-10C is not even China's most advanced fighter jet. The conflict also drew attention to another Chinese weapon system, the PL-15 air-to-air missile. Remnants of the missile were reportedly recovered in India after the aerial engagements, indicating its possible first successful use in combat. With speeds exceeding Mach 5, the PL-15 is considered a rival to top Western missiles like the AIM-120 MRAM. China's defense sector is expected to benefit from increased international scrutiny of its arms capabilities, especially as countries in Asia, the Middle East, and Africa reconsider their procurement strategies amid rising geopolitical tensions and defense spending pressures.